Welcome to the Bench Buzz. We are here on Media Day for Ben Davis Girls Basketball. We are here with Coach Bench. How are we doing today, Coach?
Doing fantastic. I'll be glad when we get this day over with and get back to practicing basketball again.
Absolutely. Right. What's one thing you're looking forward to most this season?
Well, I'm looking forward to the girls really, really playing hard. I think they will. They've been working hard. We got some things going in the right direction now. We didn't quite get things done like we wanted to last year. And, you know, it might be tough for us at the beginning. We don't have any seniors. We only got two starters back from last year. But I think they work hard. I think later in the year we could really be good.
All right, yes. With a bunch of new girls, like, coming in, have you prepared them to be ready to play at the next level?
Not at this point because we've only practiced a week, so we got a long way to go. And that's why I'm saying it's going to take a while to get there because there's so much that we need to cover. But as long as you work hard and have the right attitude, you can do amazing things.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. At the end of the year last year, didn't kind of go your guys' way. What are you looking to – build off of last year from what are you building on from last year to this year?
We've met, you know, the year didn't go the way we wanted to last year for a lot of different reasons. So it's more of, I don't want to say starting over, but it's sort of, let's get back to the Ben Davis way. Let's do it the way we've had success in the past and build on that. And they're starting to buy into that. We didn't really buy into it last year. And so if you buy into it, like I said, we can do amazing things. Now, we don't have much experience. We don't have much height. There's a lot of things we don't have. But if you have the heart, it's amazing what you can get accomplished.
Now, due to the lack of size, so do you guys plan on playing a more fast-paced style of ball or more of like a slow half-court setting style of ball where you get the ball to the shooters, get the ball to the corner, set guys up for shots?
We're going to put on our shoes and run up and down the floor. I mean, we're going to get up and play a very fast pace. Now, we're not going to do a lot of full-court pressing right off the beginning because we're trying to get our fundamental defense in the half-court down. But then after that, we're gonna get in people's face. We're going to put pressure on them, play some great defense, and fast break.
Sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like every coach kind of has a word that they like to preach at their team at the beginning of the year. What do you think that word is for you this year?
Well, for us, it's – you know, especially, our schedule's extremely tough. We open up with two of the better teams in the state and so forth. And it's like, for us, it's just going to be improvement all year. Just keep getting better every game. And if we do that, if we react to the failure in the correct way and keep getting better, we have athletic ability. We have some raw potential. We just got to put that all together.
Absolutely.
Let's say a setback were to happen to the team. How would you prepare your girls for the next game, get them elevated, get them better, have them in the right mindset for the next game so they don't lose out of control, like lose out?
Right. That's an outstanding question. You know, we've talked about it already. You know, it's going to be very, very hard for us to be successful at the beginning. But how we react to that is going to be key. And if they understand that and have the right mindset and keep growing as the year, then they can be successful. So if they want to get down on failure at the beginning, we'll never get to where we want to, and we'll keep failing. So Hopefully they can understand that. That's one thing to say, but emotionally to go through it and be mature about it is very difficult.
Okay, thank you.
So for people who are not really that tapped into Ben Davis girls basketball, take us through some of the coaching changes that went on throughout this offseason.
Okay, well, we've got, first of all, the biggest one is Coach Goss resigned at the last second. His job got to be too much. He got very, very busy and very much a surprise. He's with us in the summer, so he decided to step down. Coach Newsom isn't with us anymore either, so we missed those two, and we were able to hire Brianna Arnold, who played back in 2010 for us. So that's a new addition to the staff. And then Ashley Nicholson sort of stepped up and got more responsibility with her job. So we still have an outstanding coaching staff, but it's a little bit different and missing a little experience, but we got some enthusiastic coaches and knowledgeable coaches that are helping us.
So, yes, you mentioned Brianna Arnold, right?
Right.
Brianna Arnold coming in. How do you feel like she would elevate these girls' game to get where they're supposed to be off of her experience of playing ball?
Well, you know, Brianna and Ashley both went through the program and know how I coached, and so they know what's expected of them. And they know what it was like and the expectations, and it's easier for a younger coach that can express what the girls are going through now, that maybe they know what their drawbacks are, and so they can help. It's a lot easier than them listening to an old guy, tell them what to do, because, they can't relate to me like they can them. They can relate to them much better.
Absolutely.
You've been coaching a long time. What do you see different about this team than every other team that you've coached?
Well, this team, if we get where we need to, they're competitive. We've got some competitive kids. We've got some kids that want to play. So even though we don't have the experience, I really think that if we gel well together and we get along and we work on the right things, I think it can be a heck of a team, and maybe we can overaccomplish as the year goes along.
All right. So, yeah, if, say, like, a crucial moment happened in the game, like where it's crunch time, where somebody needs, like, a go-to bucket, how do you feel? Like, is there, like, a go-to player, or do you want to spare the ball out to whoever, get the guy or get the girl open?
Well, yeah, I think there's some people we can go to, but the problem that we have right now is there's not that confidence from them to be able to step up in that moment. Okay. And that's one of the experiences we're going to have. So, that's another outstanding question. It's like, there's some things that hopefully we can get done, but
right.
It's too early to tell right now.
All right, let's go.
So, what are some players you wanted to shout out that maybe not a lot of people?
What's that?
What's some of the players you want to shout out that maybe not many people know about right now that
okay.
you have seen?
Well, let me just go through who some of the varsity players we have, and you can use what you want. But Aubrey Ingram was a starter last year for us. She returns at the point guard. She's a junior this year. And Shania Curry started for us last year. So those two were full-time starters. Those are the two starters we have back. Alea Sulzer started the first game, got injured, and then came back, but was one of our first subs off the bench when she was available. So she has some varsity experience. Other than that, those are the three girls with varsity experience. We've got two girls that are new to the program. Nevaeh Jackson came in from Pike, and then a name you might be familiar with, Ava Mann, our football coach's daughter, came in from Carmel. So those are our two new players. Then we got girls from the junior varsity. Hayden O'Connor, Ariel Webb, Mackenzie Martin, and I need to look here because I don't want to leave a name out. One girl that's really competitive and doing a nice job for us right now is Savannah Upshaw. Toy is working hard, and she doesn't have a whole lot of experience, but she'll probably get some varsity minutes as we go along here. So that pretty much makes up the varsity team as of right now.
Now, as you know and everyone knows, conditioning is very important. How do you feel like you prepared these girls conditioning-wise to be prepared for the upcoming long season?
Well, we've been doing some conditioning, and, we're not where we need to be. We sort of bring them along slowly, but we're leaps and bounds over where we were last year at this time. So it's going to get there.
Good. That's good.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you.
Benj. Good luck on the rest of the season. I can't wait to call some games, see what you guys have in store for us.
Can't wait
Thank
to
you.
See you guys play.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Where it began, I can't begin.